It's got to be a good one, too, because it's got to catch on this.
Oh, okay. No, we have to sync the clap, right?
Huh?
Do we all have to clap?
No, the idea is so that I can sync sound with on oh. both things.
So do we all clap or just me?
No, you clap.
Okay.
We need one clap.
One clap. Yep. That good?
That's funny. You thought that this was like we needed a chorus.
Yeah, I thought we needed like a group clap. Like
yeah. Okay. Well, that we're gonna include all of that on the. Okay. Hey, welcome to the Asian American podcast. I'm Asian,
and I'm American. Do you look in the camera when you say it? You gotta look right in the camera.
No, I look
like
down.
You're on CNN.
I look down and upset.
And I'm American.
I'm Wilfred Padua with my co-host Jeff Sheen. Say hi.
Grandson of Wilfredo.
we're back with our producer, Gary Madeira.
How's everybody doing?
And let's just get started with this. Jeff's in a mood today.
No, I'm not in a mood.
You're in a mood.
You put me in a mood.
You've been in a mood since
no,
you got here.
You put me in a mood.
No, I was.
Because if somebody, a close friend, was talking trash.
We can say his name. Pat.
Pat?
Had some words about Jeff last night. Saw him at New York Comedy Club. And he said some things that weren't desirable about
mm-mm.
our friend Jeff. But hey, let me tell you, since Jeff slipped into this mood, Pat's been right.
Yeah, right, whatever.
He's been right about you.
I'm nice and not annoying.
He said, you're not nice, you're annoying. He said, you never ask how he's doing.
Oh, God. What a little weenie.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you? You know what happens when you ask somebody how they are? You don't know them very well, or the conversation is dying. That's what happens. Every time I go,
why would you ask that when the conversation's dying?
Well, no, you do your little riffs and your goofs, and then after a while, I go, so how are you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
when it's dying.
That's a move.
As soon as you hit that question, the conversation's over with.
No, but
so I'm sorry I don't start that way because I come in, I go, hey, you weirdo, and I start hot because we're close already.
You gotta go. The roller coaster's gotta go up and down. Conversation's a roller coaster.
No, conversation's a train, a flat, straight ahead. No curves, twists, ups and downs.
No excitement. No
point
no
A
emotion.
To point B. So did your wife leave you?
Great.
That stinks. Conversation over with.
Yeah.
No, so once you go, oh, so anyways, how are you? And then everyone naturally goes, I'm good. And then they even move on. And then the conversation, you go, so what else is good? It's a dead.
No.
No, once you ask somebody how they're doing, it's over with. Because the answer is always good. When is it never good?
So philosophically.
Sometimes it's fine.
Fine? Yeah, see? How are you? Fine. Good. It's always.
But you inquire further past that.
Nobody cares.
This is so you're philosophic. You stand by this philosophically. So philosophically, you're an asshole.
Because when people go, how are you, Jeff? I go, I'm fine. Get this. Don't do that to me. Bring me something. I don't, you know. Just,
I do. I mean, that is one of the things.
Did I ever ask you how you are?
No, you don't.
And look how close we are.
But
I know your grandfather's name. I said it earlier. You didn't respond, but it's Wilfredo.
Because I'm trying
and I
to
love
get
it.
To the point of the pod is that you're a dick.
Oh, that's the point of this podcast.
The
point of this podcast is to connect Asian culture to Anglo-white culture via like a train,
Asian
point A to point B,
showing you that there's something wrong with white men.
That's why you're outnumbered.
And look, we're scared.
And you're the quintessential example of a white man right now.
We're nervous. Things aren't the way they told us they would be.
I thought everything was going to be handed to me. But yeah, so.
Yeah, so how are you?
That's a good low. You caught a good low.
See, I told you. That's the point of that question.
Boom,
that's why I never do it. It's waste of time. Move on, you know? Instead of a how are you, when you feel the low, you know, that's what you always go, Did you hear about this Bullet Train movie reviews? Bam, new conversation.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, that's a good one. See, the reason why you and I get along is because you're not afraid to just start talking about yourself. I also don't want to ask how you're doing.
Right.
But I do it because I understand social norms.
Well, some people are just like, I'm not going to do anything unless you ask, unless it's okay. It's like, just do it. You know?
Some people need to be invited into the conversation.
Like of what? They need to be invited in like a vampire? That's what these people are. Invite me into the conversation. I'm a vampire and I'll drain you. Not me. I come in. I'll come in and be like, hey, did you see what Joe Manchin did? Quite a political maneuver. Now we're talking.
You want to get into the Joe Manchin already?
You brought him up.
I did. I brought him up earlier.
You brought him up earlier.
Here's Wilfred's life update. Earlier today, had an intake with a psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah. He's taking Wellbutrin.
I haven't taken it yet. I start tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
Big day tomorrow morning. He's terrified.
No, I'm going to.
It's going to mess with you, dude.
Dude, I'm going to be limitless.
It's going to throw you off.
I'm fucking limitless starting tomorrow morning.
Have you heard some of the horror stories about Wellbutrin?
Tell me one.
Makes people's eyes fall out of their head.
What's the next one? What's another one?
Some other ones made a guy kill his two cats.
Okay.
Always tell you murder two cats. Okay. I hope you don't have two cats.
Wilfred has two cats.
Okay. What's another story?
Another Wellbutrin nightmare?
Yeah.
It made you.
Where are you finding these stories?
Wellbutrin.com.
Oh, okay. This is how they advertise.
Yeah. It's on their FAQ.
It's actually at the end of the commercial when the guy starts talking really fast.
Yeah. Well, maybe we murder two guys. What do your eyes fall out of your head? Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I've heard a lot of nightmares. It gives you a white penis.
Is your penis darker than the rest of your body?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's whiter. They lighten up down there for us.
Well, according to black female comics, shouldn't it be pink?
Pink wieners?
Yeah.
According to black female comics.
this is what I've heard. Sorry.
You heard it here first. That's what he chimes in with.
Gary, this is why you're not allowed to talk.
Just throwing.
Wait, because why? Because everyone else is lighter?
No, that's just what I've heard.
No, oh. The head is pink.
Yeah.
But isn't your head pink?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a standard. Yeah.
But I've heard other black comics talk on stage about this.
That they're pinker?
Yeah.
Oh. I think it depends on the person. Depends on your hue, you know? I think I have I can tan, you know? So I'm not a pinker.
Is the darkest you tan the color of your penis?
You're asking me personally, or as like a rule of thumb for all men and their penises?
I'm asking both.
You know,
and
I wonder.
Yeah,
you get as dark as your penis.
Yeah,
that is as dark as you
That's
will go.
As dark as you get.
You know, why not? let's say that's a rule.
You can't get you can't get darker than your nipples.
What? Mine are lighter than me.
Your nipples are lighter than
Well, they're like pink. Yeah, they're like...
Oh, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It's like you don't have skin right there.
Yeah.
It's access to the insides of your body.
Oh, you can't get darker than your nipples.
I can't get darker than my nipples.
Yeah.
Neither one of you can... Well, mine are a completely different color.
Is that how your penis is, too?
It's like, I don't know, the same color of my nipples?
Yeah.
No. It's like Ray, I don't know.
According to black female comics.
Studies have shown. Wait, how dark are your nipples? Let me see your nipples. Let's see these. Come on, pop them out. Oh, that's okay. Let's look at her nips. Look at that, see?
That is what your penis looks like.
Yeah. Well, that's what your penis looks like.
My penis looks like your nipple.
All right, let's get our penises out. This is all a ploy to bang in front of Gary. Lock the door. Yeah. There's not, no podcast. No pod. Gary looks down. All the cords are just cut. Wait a minute.
This isn't plugged into anything.
We haven't been recording nothing. Watch us bang, Gary. Me and Wilford have been in a dying relationship for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
We thought we'd bring you in to spice it up.
Oh, we need a guy in the corner to
watch. we need a Gary in here with headsets.
Anyway, so I'm talking with my psychiatrist. This is my first time meeting with a guy psychiatrist, too, and I've never had any mental health things with men.
Really?
Yeah.
I prefer men.
All my therapists have been women.
Mine have always been women, too, and then I switch over to men. Boy, oh boy, what a change.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Someone needed a strong male figure in his body. Body. Whoopsie!
Daddy, take control of me.
Uh-oh. Yeah. A little Freudian slip. Anyways, his life.
But
this is too revealing of an ep. Go on.
This dude... talked a lot.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's not my therapist.
Cause he chatted so much.
And then he like asked me about comedy, and then he started talking about how isn't it harder because of all these like restrictions on freedom of speech?
Nice. Yeah, I know a lot of dudes that say stuff like that.
He turns out he's a big skanks guy.
Hell yeah, he is. He's a roguester.
Yeah, he's a roguester.
He's a rogan head.
But he started talking about how like. The FBI invaded Mar-a-Lago.
Do I know.
Was it 2 days ago?
A couple days ago.
But
tipped off. Someone from his inner circle.
Yeah. But he was like, this is the government's infringing on our rights.
Oh, nice. Oh, you got yourself a right-wing guy.
Oh, no. He said that he's not a Trump guy, but like you have to have... like rules that apply to everyone. So if you're gonna say that like the government can invade, if the FBI can invade Mar-a-Lago, then you're allowing them to invade your house too.
I mean, invade.
I mean, look, he didn't.
They got a warrant. It was a search.
He clearly didn't have all of his info together. But
he used the word invade.
This is
and then he goes, hey, here's your Wellbutrin.
Here are your drugs, you psycho.
Yeah, here you go, you little sad boy. I don't take this stuff because I'm not a weak cuck.
Yeah, he did prescribe push-ups first.
Yeah, 50 pills, 50 push-ups, and here's 10 milligrams of cuck pills for you.
Those push-ups don't work. Here you go.
The FBI invaded in Mar-a-Lago.
He did actually also say that my testosterone is probably low.
Really?
Yeah.
You got low T?
This is from the guy that has absolutely no info about whether or not my T is low.
He could just sense that you're a bitch.
He's like, yeah, over the video call, he's like, you probably got low T.
You got low T. That's all right.
Yeah.
Me and Gary will make up for it. With our high T, man.
I'm assuming you have the lowest T of all of us.
Of all three of us?
How does that even like fit?
What?
You be tested or something?
Yeah, you get it tested, but mm-hmm. No, actually, I might have the lowest T.
Yeah, you probably got the lowest T. You're the softest one here.
Yeah, I've got really soft skin, and I have no. I'm not gonna bald at all. Are you about to? Are you?
No.
He looks
not bald.
No, Gary's fine. Look at that. He's got a hole.
Are you balding?
No. It's all in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I think we probably all three have low T.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is.
But you have the lowest. Don't forget that. I don't want you to ever forget.
Is Jeff too loud? I just want to make sure that he's not too loud on the...
It doesn't sound too loud.
Okay.
Yeah, I sound great. Is this hurting your little ears?
Yeah, you're yelling so
well, because I got high T, Wilfred.
But anyways, yeah, he said I probably have low T, but he was saying that it's like a thing of everyone that's younger, probably because of like things, whatever chemicals in our food.
Oh, really? All the hormones and stuff?
Yeah.
Preservatives.
Yeah, and probably all the Instagrams and PC culture.
Yeah. All these liberal TikToks are making my tea low.
Yeah, your tea's low because you can't say what you want anymore.
Dude, yours should increase then. You just got that app.
What's up? Oh, my tea?
Yeah.
What app?
I added an app to my Instagram that, like, slows you down.
Huh?
So every time I open it, because I go to Instagram, I have a bad case of phone addiction. I mean, who doesn't these days?
How many hours are you doing?
I don't know. A ton, Wilfred.
What is with these... What's with all this attitude, Pat?
Because you put me in it by bringing up Pat, and now I'm feisty.
God. Pat, if you're listening, you've been right the whole time.
Anyways, I added an app, so now when I open up Instagram, it goes, well, you opened it twice in less than a few minutes. Now you got to wait 10 seconds. And then every time I do it, it adds more time to how long I have to wait.
I like that.
So if I keep going back, it's like, well, now you got to wait 4 minutes.
What's this app called?
One Sec.
Oh, okay.
O-N-E-S-E-C. And actually, this is a perfect time to go into our advertisement. One Sec. It's an app. That
Why are you bailing? Keep going.
add it to your apps. You can download it for free at onesec.com and stamps.com. Stop going to the post office.
Yeah. Are you trying to start your own business?
Print your stamps right at home.
Anyways, how are you doing?
Yeah. See, I was right. I told you I was right, and I stand by it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got that app for that to get me off Instagram, which, like Gary said, you know, should raise my tea.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think mine's probably – I would love to get some tea-level checks, though.
Well, I think I'm going to have to – this dude said he wants my blood work done since he's going to be giving me drugs.
Yeah?
So I'm going to go get my stuff checked.
That's what I just went to the doctor for the first time, like yesterday, 2 days ago.
Was it for a reason?
No, I just haven't been in like 5 years.
Okay.
And then just hearing everyone's health problems going around lately, I was like, I should probably go to the doctor.
Yeah. it's very nice to go to the doctor because I develop all these like neuroses, like from not going to the doctor. And then when I see the doctor, they're like, oh, you're actually completely fine.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't been in like 5 years, and then you know, I'm getting older.
That's why you should go regularly, is because you get neurotic, and you build it up, and you build it up, and then it's like they just pop the little, they vent it out.
Yeah.
You get back to normal.
Yeah, so I went to the doctor the first time, found one, went in, gave my insurance card. I have no idea if I have insurance. I think I do. I don't know how insurance works. I think I have it. I don't know.
Are you on Obama?
I think. I haven't messed with it in forever. It's just it's just there somewhere in my paperwork.
Yeah.
So anyways, I went, and then they're like, all right, you're good. I didn't pay any money or nothing.
You're probably on Obama.
I must be, or something. Anyways, I was making her laugh, you know? I was killing in this doctor's office. Drew my blood, and I was like, oh, we got to check the oil,
is
huh?
Is that where that bruise is from?
Yeah, I think that's from the doctors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did the blood...
She hit you?
She hit me. She beat me. It was terrible. Pee in the cup.
I peed in the cup.
I hate peeing in the cup, man.
Yeah, it's...
Because then you got to bring them the cup of pee.
And it's warm.
Yeah, it's warm, and every time I show up, I'm just like, everyone knows I'm dehydrated.
Oh. It's that yellow?
Yeah, it's a dark... Not all of us take care of ourselves.
But did you... do it like last time I pee in the cup, I forgot to pee a little. You're supposed to pee a little bit out, and then start peeing in the cup because that first part, it's you're pushing out all the, whatever the gross stuff from the tip.
Oh, I put all that in there. They got all of that. Yeah, they got. I will tell you this one time. This is years ago. I was probably like late teens, maybe early 20s, even. But I do the pee in the cup thing, and they're like, all right, go pee in the cup. And I go, I just pee right in the cup, fill the cup up. I go, uh-oh, stop the pee, just like pinch it off, pour some out of the cup, And then echo back and add more to the cup. And I go, oh, and it started to fill up again. I had to pinch off the beacon. And I kept pouring it out of the cup and then adding it to the cup. Why? And then afterwards, I was like, why didn't I just stop and finish off in the toilet?
Why?
I don't know. It didn't occur to me to do it that way. I just kept stop peeing, pour some out of the cup to make room, and kept adding it to the cup. It didn't occur to me just to go into the toilet the rest of the time.
God.
Did you pour some out for your homie?
I'd pee, I'd pour some out. I had gotten pee all over my hands because I kept dumping it out of the cup.
Ugh.
It didn't occur to me at all. Oh, man. But yeah, so yeah, get your oil checked. See how.
Yeah.
See where you're at. I'm sure you're healthy.
Are you healthy?
I have no idea.
They didn't. Oh, your test didn't come back.
Yeah, and the test didn't come back yet. My biggest worry was, she's like, "What do you do?" And I was like, "Honestly, my biggest problem, I got a bit of a sweet tooth." You know. Uh-huh. And she's like, "Oh yeah, you gotta be careful of that." And I was like, "But it's so tempting." She's like, "I know it is." And we had a little bonded over how we like sweets.
Yeah, okay.
But you know,
I told my doctor that, so when I went, I felt like every single answer that I was giving to the nurse, because you know the nurse asks all the questions, and then the doctor just runs through the same questions again. I don't know why I don't just go straight to the doctor with those answers.
Probably a money making scheme.
Yeah, because they're on the clock. They're charging me by the minute.
Yeah.
So the nurse asked me all the questions, and she's like, you know, do you smoke cigarettes? And I'm like, yeah, every once in a while. Like,
yeah, that's probably what I said, once in a blue.
You said once in a blue?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Shut up, Will.
You're not once in a blue.
Whatever, shut up.
You smoke more cigarettes than I do.
Well, you weren't in this doctor's office, and that's what I said.
Oh, that's why your doctor was happy-go-lucky, because you're lying to her.
Whatever. Don't talk to my doctor.
I told my psychiatrist, like, I say... I do two a week.
Yeah?
Two full cigs on average. And but the nurse was so judgmental of everything, all my answers. Yeah, I smoke, you know, marijuana and I cigarettes and every once in a while, and I'm drinking alcohol. And she just kept on being like, you know, clicking with her while she's rolling her eyes.
Oh, she rolled her eyes?
I know that because she was wearing a mask. All I could see was eyes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's well, you probably thought you were a degenerate.
And then.
Degenerate with low T.
And then I say this all to the doctor. Doctor's like, I don't care.
Yeah, doctor. Yeah, you know, the doctor's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Party on.
But, yeah.
What are you worried about?
So I was worried about because the fact that it takes a long time for me to pee.
Ew. So
peeing's been taking a lot longer lately.
What's wrong?
She said no. She didn't. She like test me, and I guess there was nothing wrong.
Yeah, maybe it's all up here. Want me to take a look at it?
Next time I pee.
Come on. Let me check your oil.
You want me to pee for you?
Pee in Gary's cup. Let Gary taste it, and he'll tell you what's wrong with it.
No, that's my cup. That's my cup. I'm not peeing in my own cup.
Gary can do that. Mm. You can see what's wrong with you by tasting pee.
Yeah.
It's my superpower.
It's a weird power, but he has it. And luckily, you need him to find out.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I forgot to look up was if anything happened in Asian news. Oh, Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about our movie trip.
Yeah.
We had a date day. Yeah.
So the last
Gary bailed.
No,
well,
Gary.
I didn't get the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could have come.
There was plenty of seats. We go in, there were a ton of people there out in the movie theater. I was like, oh, this is like a big premiere, it looks like. Like this is going to be a big screening. We go into the theater. Obviously, it's their smallest theater.
Yeah, it was a small theater.
And then we walk in. We walk in late, too. Like the first preview was just starting. And there's probably like 9 other people in the theater. No,
if
when we
that.
Walked in, it was like maybe 5 other people.
Yeah. Most of the people there were from the Asian Comedy Fest.
Yes.
And then there was probably like four people, and I think two of them were just in there to kill time.
Yeah.
Like one lady looked like she like just didn't want to be outside.
Yeah, she was just, she paid for air conditioning. And so no one was at this theater, and I got to say, we're watching the movie. I want to like Brandon Wardell's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Matz also in it, another friend of mine. So I want the movie to be good. And boy oh boy, I want to say definitely the worst movie I've ever seen in theaters. Probably the worst movie I've ever seen from start to finish. And I'm only saying that because like there are other bad movies that I've seen, but they were like intentionally bad. Like a dumb slasher or horror like B movie. So this is a pretty bad experience.
I thought it was great. I thought it was like, it's about time to see some Filipino representation in these theaters. And I loved it.
I was
rolling.
No, you aren't.
I couldn't get enough.
Half of the time you were looking at me and I was like this.
I kept glancing at Wilfred
the entire time. I was like,
there would be a bad joke, and I would be like, that'd look right over at Wilfred, just looking at him with his jaw dropped.
Well, a big plot of the movie is that Joe Coy's a comedian, and he's like a rising comic, and he is like getting cast on the sitcom as like the funny neighbor. And the Kramer.
Oh, I did see the movie.
Oh, you did see
the
movie?
Yeah, I went and saw it yesterday.
Oh, you went and saw it yesterday?
You paid for that?
Gary?
I paid for it.
Gary, tell us, what'd you think?
Well, I think
it was... He loved it. You loved it.
It's good for the community. It's good for the community.
Do you mean that?
But it's bad for cinema.
No, wait. Do you actually mean it's good for the community?
Yes.
Why?
Oh.
I think it's...
This I like.
Because I'm going to argue against this guy.
Let me moderate.
Because it's good to see Filipino Americans on the big screen.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. So that's like, that. You know, there's that. But then in terms of the story and like everything else, I was like, oh, this isn't very good.
See, the reason why I think it's bad for the community is because, it's good to see Filipino Americans and on TV or on a screen. But I want them to be representing us well. So I'd rather not see Filipino Americans and have this mystique about what Filipino Americans are than to have us shown poorly.
Yeah.
Like I think about it with, I remember we started comedy. Well, I guess we all started comedy around the same time.
Yeah.
And it was right around all these conversations about, like, you know, we need more women in comedy. Yeah. And in Seattle, they were putting women on shows that they were just getting booked because they were women, not because they were funny. So you're getting all these like bros and stuff going to shows and being like, women aren't funny, and having that in their heart. And then a woman goes on stage, and that woman is... because she's brand new to comedy, she's proving to them that women aren't funny. So it's just solidifying these ideas to these dudes. And I think, like, if someone has a negative idea of Filipinos, it's like, oh, they're just these silly, stupid idiots.
Yeah, but I don't think
Joe Coy just solidified that. Like, he just painted a bad picture of us.
But did he though?
Yeah, I don't know, because there wasn't.
I think the characters are like, oh, they're good. Like the characters are.
I am absolutely taking a harsher stance than I.
Yeah, because nobody had that in their thought. That, I mean, honestly, when you guys are around and I'm hanging out with all my white friends, we are always like, man, Filipinos can't make a movie. We're all. And we're always just like, I don't know, man, Filipinos just can't make a movie. Yeah, you know, right? All their movies stink. They can't make a movie. And then I remember I saw this movie, I was like, I told you.
Well, I told Jeff, like, I thought Crazy Rich Asians was a bad movie as well.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You did enjoy it. I didn't see it.
It's just a whatever movie. Yeah. It's better, I think it's better, way better than Easter Sunday. But it's just some whatever movie, and it was like,
it's just like a rom-com,
marketed as like, this is gonna be huge for Asian Americans, and I was like, it was just a fine movie. Who cares? If it, if like Parasite was the movie that we came out with first.
Oh, Parasite was great.
Then we, that then I would have been like, talking, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
But I just feel like these, all these flops with like, you know, Crazy Rich Asians being such a big thing. And I think same thing with Easter Sunday, like being marketed so well, but then doing terribly in the box office, and actually being a bad movie. It's only going to diminish our opportunities going forward.
Oh, so you don't think, so you're like, well, if I have an all Filipino cast movie comedy, good luck now.
Yeah, I honestly think that it's a bad idea now. If that's who we've got to represent us, yeah, doing an all Filipino cast isn't really that cool right now.
But just like, instead of making it a comedy, make it like, you know, a thriller drama about living in some rich person's house, and then you're in the basement, you know, or you're like their driver and you're their nanny, and then just make Parasite again. Yeah. What if you did that, an all Filipino casted Parasite?
I also have this theory about Korean movies, in that like we enjoy Korean movies because they're like weird and out there, like Korean cinema in general.
Well, yeah, you got Parasite, everything all the time at once.
Was that Korean?
Yeah, I believe it's a Korean. I think it's mostly Korean.
Michelle Yeoh, she's Chinese.
Is that Chinese?
Isn't it Sandra Oh?
No, Sandra Oh is.
Is she not in it? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
She's
and
in
I,
that one show on the BBC.
Yeah.
No.
Killing Eve. Killing Eve.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, I'm not sure if she's in.
I haven't seen it yet, because
you haven't seen it. It's great.
I'm waiting to like really get in the mood to cry.
Now that's a good comedy.
Okay.
Is it really?
It's
a comedy?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's very funny.
Asians are having quite the moment.
You're having a real good tear.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong about everything I've said.
No, I think honestly,
I think there's a distinction to be made though. Like, we're talking about like the quality of the film and not necessarily, well, I don't, in my head, like I see the characters and like the characters are fine. It was just like the story wasn't well told. They tried to put so much in there.
They really did. It was a long day.
Yeah.
Like that was all one day.
What, yeah, that was another day. Thing. Me and Jeff were like, okay, so the day starts out, they wake up in the morning, right? Him and Brandon Wardell drive to the Bay Area. That's a 5-hour drive. They said that in the movie.
Yeah.
They go to church. That's an hour. We all know that.
That's an hour.
Well, actually, they get to the Bay Area. They get ready for church. Mm-hmm. Then they go to church. So
spoiler alerts.
Let's say it's an all hour over and a half, place. Right? Mm-hmm. Then they go to lunch at the picnic. We're not even considering what traffic is like, driving and having to take freeways.
They have to set up the picnic.
Then, then they go like to their mom, his mom's. Like they have to deal with the whole like this whole fucking dev guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And then they're like, oh, it's only 4 o'clock.
They also make a trip to the mall.
Yeah, they go to the
mall a few times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on Gary with this one though.
With what?
I think it was good. I mean, the movie was bad, but for the community, I'm with Gary. I think it was good.
I don't think it's good for the
community. I think our community, I'm Filipino now.
Yeah.
But I do think people, Filipino was so far back in anyone's mind.
Sure.
You know, like, Filipinos were never on the big screen.
Not in that way.
Yeah, not never that way. And honestly, the movie was as funny as a grown-ups movie. You know what I mean? The Adam Sandler, bad.
Those were bad. Okay.
But they were like people, I bet people in, you know, the Ohio-Kentucky border buy that DVD and just have a few good laughs. And those people are going to watch this movie, I bet, and be like, that was actually pretty dang funny.
The thing is, there's no stakes with a grown-ups movie. It's not like you guys need more representation.
Well,
you guys,
they needed, you know, Adam Sandler needed some money.
They're always going to make a movie of of white idiots hanging out doing stuff. That's always because that's been proven to be marketable for years.
Right. So, but that's nice. But that means this movie,
which
All Filipino Gas, can also get into that market.
But it can't, because we saw like what it only did $2 million in the first weekend. It's going. It's proven.
It did bomb at the box office.
It proved to be a failure, and now people going forward, all these producers, which we all know, everyone in the industry is fucking stupid, which is why we're doing a podcast and we're trying to do the next Skanks.
That's right, we are.
So, going forward, all the producers and all the people that hoard all their money, they're gonna wonder: do we want to gamble on Filipinos again?
Well, maybe they'll come into like, you know, a happy medium.
I mean, it's gonna be a while.
From here on out, they'll go, all right, no more full Filipino.
Well, first of all, Joe Coy is not gonna get another silver screen debut.
Oh yeah, because he's not a great actor.
He's a terrible actor.
Yeah, he wasn't a great actor.
But going forward, I mean, it's gonna take another like Filipino superstar for that to happen, and I don't think Filipino superstar is gonna happen for a while.
Possibly, but I don't know. I think I might be on Gary's side more. I think as in the overall, in the grand scheme, I think more net positive than negative.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Me and Gary are optimist. You're a pessimist.
No, you're a negative guy.
Not in this situation.
Pat was right. You're just devil's advocating.
No, right. I actually agree. It was a bad movie, though.
It was a very bad movie. Yeah.
Yeah. According to Forbes, 500,000 on Thursday and 2.03 million on Friday.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. You make Gary sad.
Sorry, Gary.
You bummed Gary out. Why you bring up those numbers?
Poor reviews, 47% and 5 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it should have went straight to Netflix or something.
That's what I think this would have done better as a series.
That's what a lot of the that's what a lot of the reviewers were saying. If you look at the Rotten Tomatoes reviews, all the critics, a lot of them were like, "This is what should be a much better sitcom or series."
You know that he's got a sitcom coming out.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got a sitcom coming out on ABC.
Well, maybe that's the.
Oh, that's right.
Then there you go, bam.
Yeah.
Maybe he can recover that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Maybe he'll become like George Lopez ass, because that was like a pretty.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah, George Lopez. There you go.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm rooting for you guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Anyways, I'm going to go watch the new Thor movie.
I do want to watch that one.
Also did not get good reviews.
Yeah, also it didn't do very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bullet Train, I think, did well.
Do you know Ken Whitzkel? Do you remember Ken?
Yeah, I remember Ken Whitzkel.
Yeah, from Who Chicago.
That? No.
I thought, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Ken.
He was saying that this is his Facebook status that said.
Oh, wow. You're so old, Gary.
I know.
You're just on Facebook.
Yeah, let him read his little Facebook status. He printed it out on a piece of paper.
He's like, can you make it bigger?
Yeah, I need the font bigger. Thor cast looked like they were having fun filming the movie. And I was like, oh, that's not a good sign.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
What do you mean that's not a good sign?
Well,
you think they want to have fun.
Well, that's all he said about the movie was that, oh, the cast looked like they were having fun.
Oh, like, oh, it looks like they were having fun. Yeah, like, it wasn't good. That's all. Okay. Yeah, I heard it got bad reviews and people I've seen it was like, hey, have you seen it? And they're like, yeah, it wasn't very good.
Yeah. All right.
So, hey, you know. Wait,
but they're going to make another one of those.
What, Thor's?
I'm sure they will.
Unless yeah, we'll see.
Story,
and if they don't make another Thor, I mean, where do we go next?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess we just
Where does the white superhero go next? Who do we have left?
We need Filipinos in the Marvel Universe.
That is true.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, there's only one right now.
Who?
Ned.
Who?
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man's best friend.
Yeah, Spider-Man's best friend. Yeah.
Ned's Filipino?
He's Filipino.
Oh, that's great.
Have you seen No Way Home?
Yes.
Yeah. And even his Lula's in there. I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ned's great. People love Ned.
People love Ned.
Yeah, people do love. Yeah, Ned's cool.
Yeah, he's like the real life kid from Up.
Yeah.
Just fat Asian kid.
Yeah.
Fat, goofy Asian kid, completely harmless.
Yeah.
So he got, but he got some pussy.
Yeah, he's
Ned got some pussy on that last one.
Did he?
Well, when he went to Europe, it was
He went to Europe and then he like fucked the. He was like,
I don't know.
They fucked. They fucked. They absolutely fucked.
Yeah. Ew! No way. He's in high school.
They were banging.
No,
my guy Ned got it in.
No, he didn't.
Let him get some.
They were high
pussy.
Schoolers. They did not get it in.
You're only saying that because of racism.
I'm tired of every. No. I'm just sick of people trying to sexualize minorities.
Ned got some pussy.
Don't you do that to my man Ned.
I want Ned
he's
sexualized.
He's a good Catholic boy.
I want Ned sexualized.
No, I don't.
He fucked that white girl.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, and he's changing. He's making a path.
No
for us.
Way.
Yeah.
They're in a hotel in Europe. How could you not take?
He didn't
you know, that's
do
a good
it.
Opportunity.
Yeah, with these adults that aren't even paying attention to what's happening.
He didn't. He's a nice high school kid. It's everybody think all these old 30-year-olds get horny for 18-year-old boys
mind.
Doing it.
He blew
no,
that girl's
no, they don't.
Yeah, she had no idea what was coming. Yeah. And
but
then,
you guys don't have it. There are no Filipino superheroes, though.
Ned busted the craziest nut.
Jesus, gross. I'm trying to get off of this.
So to speak.
Yeah. Get me out of here. My Lord. Gary, are there any Filipino superheroes? Will you do a quick Google on that one?
No, there's just Shang-Chi.
Chinese.
Yeah. Are you saying like in maybe superheroes that we've never heard of?
Yeah, in like one of the comic books.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many. There might be like an X-Man or something.
No, because they just started. I feel like Stan Lee just figured out what Filipinos are.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, he just figured it out.
He's been dead for a few years.
He's trying to
throw Stan Lee under the bus.
No, he's in heaven being like, oh, my God. What? He just met Filipinos in heaven.
Yeah. Because
we're all Catholic, so we're all up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may have like, a lot of whites die, and they go, what the hell? It's like super Filipino in heaven.
Oh, my God.
What? We got
According
one?
According to philnews.ph, here is a list of the top superheroes in the country.
Wait.
Captain Barbell.
Captain Barbell's Filipino?
Oh, yeah.
Can I see a picture of this guy?
Captain Barbell.
Oh, he's not Filipino. That's a white guy.
That is a white guy.
Yeah, that's like a white guy for sure.
And then there's Pedro Penduko.
Oh.
They're not giving any references, though, like as to like, they're just giving names. Like,
really?
Like, universe. There's Elastic Man.
Elastic Man?
Yeah.
I'm going to look up. Was this a Captain Barbell?
Yeah, that's a white guy, too.
They're all very light-skinned.
Yeah,
no,
but yeah, they could be like, oh, here we go. Look at that. Filipino superhero. Captain Barbell.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Is that cosplay, though? That might be like a cosplay picture.
Captain Barbell is a Filipino superhero created by writer Mars Ravelo and Jim Fernandez.
Is he just strong?
Let's see. Team affiliations.
What a terrible name.
I know. Is he just doing reps? What's going on? Why is he...
First appearance, 1963. What universe? Oh,
What's
my God.
Strength?
Oh, okay. Superheroes similar to, okay. Captain America.
Where did you find that?
Just the Wikipedia for Captain Barbell.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if this is... Oh, here we go. Abilities. Okay. Oh, also known as N-Tang.
He can find anything by pointing his
wait, what'd you say? What was it?
You actually wouldn't understand this. It's that he can find anything by pointing his lips at it. That's a very Filipino thing.
Point your lips at it?
Yeah, like your aunt will be like, go over there.
Jeff, can you get me that bottle?
Over there?
And you just, point with your lips?
Yeah.
You like kiss at the destination?
It's not kissing because kissing goes mwah.
Yeah.
You just point.
I mean, that's without the mwah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? That's why?
Give me that glass.
Yeah.
Where's that from? Where's that come from?
It's a thing that like literally every Filipino woman does.
Really? It's just a you don't know where it comes from?
No.
No.
Interesting.
I don't know. None of us. Here's the issue with Filipinos.
Uh-huh.
and I'm assuming this is from what I know of you, Gary, this is true to your family. They're not talking about what has happened. They're not talking about the past much. My parents never talked about, like, I don't know anything about how my parents met.
Don't
anything.
Do past, don't do history.
No, they talk about, like,
I suppose that makes
sales
sense.
At Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
Costco, sales at Costco and Best
Costco
Buy.
Costco, okay. Is, yeah, like, how cheap, like, this thing that they got and how it's very cheap at Costco or Sam's Club or whatever.
Is it because of all the, like, political turmoil, maybe? Because isn't China and Japan, like, very ancestry, like...
What do you mean? Where's respect for the ancestors?
Right, but aren't they like very like...
But there's no conversation about the ancestors. That's I don't know anything about my great-grandparents.
Yeah, like Japan and China, they're very like ancestor-driven. Yeah. Like it's all the land of our, you know, and pray to the...
Yeah.
No ancestors over here.
So, which means that like you've got things like the etymology of like why do Filipinos point with their lips? Like,
where did that...
Nobody knows.
There was that thing. It happened in Easter Sunday where the aunt saw Brandon Wardell and then she like hugged him and then sniffed him.
Yeah, it's like a.
And that is a big like Filipino thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
your aunt sniff you.
Yeah, like it's a embrace and then a.
Yeah, like instead kiss. Of like instead of a kiss on the cheek, it's like they just get close and smell. It's
like smell your hair or just smell
you in general. It's like a sniff. It's a real sniff.
Because they're generally shorter than you, so they'll come up and like their head will be like at your chest. And, like,
and then
like
they
like smell.
Why? What's the smell for? Just to see if you smell bad.
Here's what I'm getting at. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know any of this. I don't get why. It's just a thing that is done.
Yeah. How interesting.
Where are we at on time, by the way?
Oh, 46.
Do you like the cheek pinching?
No, that's not. That's for you guys.
Well, I mean, I think with like those ones, I guess I can't really explain why cheek pinching is a thing either, but I would guess is to see if you've been eating. A lot of that is like, have you been eating? Do you have fat on you? Like, oh, look at you. Are you healthy?
Yeah.
And maybe, like, if you smell bad, you haven't been bathing. Like, oh, you haven't been...
Or
your hygiene is bad.
Maybe they're like, oh, you have diabetes. We can smell it on you.
Yeah. Yeah, I can smell your rotting foot.
They're like a dog at the airport.
Dude, there are times... I remember in high school, my mom would... Yeah. Hug, sniff me, and you've been smoking tonight.
Yeah, maybe that's like the sniff is to check on, you know, like, have you been taking care of yourself hygienically? You know, like that's a health thing.
I don't know where it came from, but it is when that happened, I was like, oh yeah, that is a true thing. That was a very true moment that I saw in that movie.
Huh. See, yeah, that makes the most sense to me. You know, oh, you haven't been bathing. Are you depressed?
But it's not like that. It's not like a what are you up to smell. Like they're not inspecting.
You into my body?
It's like, a greeting.
Here's all your essence.
It's like instead of a kiss, it replaces a kiss on the cheek.
Really?
Yes.
There's no purpose to it.
I don't even know the blessing thing, where that comes from.
Yeah.
What's that?
So when you see like an aunt or an uncle, you'll put your hand out.
Oh, wait. Did you tell me this one? Where you do this?
I think I did. Yeah. Yeah. Like I think I may have like met. Yes. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. 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 Then I did it to Peter Wong. And he said,
yeah, I was like, no, what are you doing?
But you blessed your elders. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a probably some Catholic shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know
seems
anything
Catholic.
About where this stuff comes from.
Right. You bless your elders.
Yes.
Your elders,
there's some ancestry respect stuff.
There's some ancestry, but once they're dead, you can't bless to them. So.
And you just don't really talk about the past much.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if there are Filipino listeners, as soon as we start putting these up, and we get Filipino listeners, they'll probably be like, Wilfred, you have no idea what.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like, you guys are terrible Filipinos.
I know some Filipino professors. They'll probably
chime
in.
Oh, really? Yeah. We should get them on the pod.
Yeah.
I would like to find out You know?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I can't help but kiss. I keep making the noise.
Oh, you're too much of a lover.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, hey, can you give me a glass from the cupboard?
I want to see you do that in front of like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, take me to. Yeah, I want to come over to a family dinner. Yeah. Like, great to
Which
meet
car,
you.
That car?
Yeah, great to meet you. Yeah. Where should I sit at the table? Over here? Over there? Like, don't make the noise. I can't help it. My culture makes the noise. We need to.
I remember, this is all I know of my grandma on my mom's side. Her parents, this is all I know. And it was when I was three, I asked her, where are your parents? And she's like, they're dead. This is probably my first memory.
I remember you telling me.
I don't recall I don't know if I recall anything before this. She's like, they're dead. And I was like, what happened to them? And she's like, they died. Everyone dies. And then I remember right after that, just sitting on a couch in the dark, for just being sad about that, having to process that information that everyone dies, I'm going to die. Like, everyone I love is going to die.
I'm surprised she didn't hit you with any of the Catholicism, though.
Like what?
Like, after you die, then you go up and, you know, you do the whole heaven and stuff.
Well, she was also washing dishes at the time. So she was like,
she had no time for that?
Yeah. She didn't have time to explain everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, still a lot of Christianity in there.
Yeah. I mean, it was very poorly handled.
Sure. Well,
she could have thrown some Catholicism in there.
Yeah, but you could have also asked her at a better time. It's kind of on you.
Yeah.
You know, she's in the middle of something.
Yeah.
You know, you're asking her deep questions.
Big oops.
Pesky 3-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, leave me alone. Oh, hold on. I didn't finish reading Captain Barbell's abilities.
Yeah, what are his abilities?
When he lifts his magical barbell and shouts, Captain Barbell. He turns into the superhero Captain Barbell. Oh, Entang. When Entang lifts it.
Who?
That's
Entang is his, like,
that's his alter ego.
That's his
Clark
Kent.
Yeah, it's his Clark Kent. He's got flight, near invulnerability, vision, powers, superhuman strength, and speed.
So he can't. So when he's.
He's like a Superman.
First of all.
But so, he needs his barbell.
So he's a guy walking through the streets with a barbell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He needs to have a barbell the whole time. That's not something that you conceal very well.
He's got to always have his barbell on him. I mean, you know, you got to catch him.
So he's got to have his barbell. He can't just be on a date. You know, he's on a date with a girl at dinner, and then he's got to bring his barbell just in case crime happens. Because that's obviously, because in all stories, that's when crime happens, when you're in the middle of a romantic venture.
Yeah.
Then you have to be like, oh, hold on, give me a sec. And then you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's a classic Superman move. Like, oh, I'm going to date with Lois, or we're doing something.
But Superman at least can go into a phone booth, which, like, man, he would have trouble today.
Yeah.
But he can at least go into a phone booth and change, where Captain Barbell has to have a barbell?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. He must do everything at the gym. Like, everything. Like,
he must
live at a gym.
At the gym.
Yeah, he's always got to have his barbell with him.
Anyways.
But he's also not Marvel or nothing.
Yeah, why would they pick that?
But Marvel Comics did introduce, there's a new Filipino superhero.
The woman.
Are you looking at this?
I'm looking at it.
I just found it.
Who is it?
I'll leave it to you, Gare.
Oh, the female character from the Philippines. What's her name? They didn't even give her name in the first. We'll be joining the Agents of Atlas team.
Ooh.
In the upcoming crossover, comic crossover, War of the Realms.
Is that one of the silver screen?
No. This is books.
This is just a comic book.
Yeah. She'll appear. Did they give her a name?
I got the name over here.
What's the name?
I got Agbayani.
Oh, that's not a very easy name to pronounce.
No, that sounds more Indian than Filipino.
Ari? Sounds like half Jewish.
Agbayani.
Yeah. Maybe has like a. Is it? It's if she's. I've never met a female Ari before.
Filipino Ari?
Yeah. I wonder if that's short for something.
Hmm.
Yeah. What's her Filipino? Yeah. What is that?
She looks like she's got sea powers.
What? What?
Her See, if she has thing. Like a she, if she has like a Filipino, that's another thing. Mm. That like what we were talking about earlier with like all, every Filipino having nicknames.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
No, it's just a thing.
Why
it's
y'all have thing. Nicknames?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's. Can I guess? Let me guess. Maybe because it's like, you know, Catholic on top of with Spanish and Filipino culture. So it's like you got three different things going on. So you just kind of like, here you go. You know, you put it all together with a nickname. Hmm.
I thought you were going to do a funny guess.
Yeah, what? It was an honest, decent guess.
No, we needed a laugh. The podcast.
I think it was a fair, decent guess.
You should have done a joke.
Yeah. No. What? I think that's not a bad guess, no, right?
No, I.
What do you think? What do you think of that idea? Not bad.
No, it's too. It's there's too many things going on. I just there's always a nickname. Like your full name is all Wilford right. Anthony
Padua.
Padua, yeah.
And my family calls me Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not even a nickname. That's just your middle name.
Yeah, but same thing with like my
a nickname. Old,
there's a family nickname. Like, yes. There's always something you go by within your family. That's something
that's not your name
on the certificate. Yeah.
My. Oldest brother, his name Joseph Vitruis Padua, right?
Okay. What's his nickname?
Jovet.
Oh, yeah, it's always like a combo. Yeah,
it's a combo thing. Yeah.
Maybe because it's like it builds stronger familial ties.
That too.
Huh? Yeah, well, that's a lazy way to do it. You could just raise your kids right.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I'm just thinking of things, you know.
Yeah.
And your nickname is just your middle name. If you had a proper nickname, if I was going to give you one, Wilfie.
You wouldn't be the first. I've had a few of those.
You've had some Wilfies?
Yeah.
Who's called you Wilfie?
Oh, my ex isn't Daddy Wilfie.
Ew, gross.
Daddy.
Ew.
No, they didn't. Yeah, everyone. All of them.
Yeah?
Yep. Once I show him my nipple-colored penis.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, it matches his nips.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Wilfie and Gare Bear. Uh-huh. Those are my nicknames for you.
How are we doing?
Give me one. 56. Give me a nickname.
Just want to be done.
No, no.
You
Someone
know
give me
I
a nickname.
I was thinking about that, though. Like,
what?
There was this guy that I played
What's your middle name?
Michael. Yeah, St. Michael.
I played basketball with this guy. He was Filipino.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like, I'd met him, and on the back of his jersey was his nickname, and it was Epp. And I was like, well, who's Epp? Or, like, what does that stand for? He's like, oh, my full name is Jeffrey. But I go by it. My family calls
Epstein.
Me
Epstein. Yep. They're going to Ep.
I got
to
go with Ep because the name's not that cool.
That'd be hilarious.
Yep. He had an egg-shaped penis the color of his nipples.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's your name. Your nickname's Epstein.
Yeah, right. That's stupid, and I hate it. It's a bad nickname. Should have Wilfie. You guys didn't even acknowledge my egg-shaped penis.
Yeah, wait, why? Yeah, that's
it's from the deposition.
Yeah,
oh,
deposition.
Okay.
That's how they knew they were telling the truth, because they described his penis as egg-shaped.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah. Same thing with Weinstein had a weird one, too.
Yeah, all monsters have weird penises.
Yeah. Hitler.
Weird penis.
Yeah.
Not us. Three dudes, good guys with beautiful penises.
I think it was just tiny.
Micro. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. As a micro is, what's his name? The guy from Hustle and Flow. What's that guy's name?
Terrence Howard. Really?
Tiny. And I've seen it.
You've seen Terrence Howard's penis?
Yeah, there's a movie where he's naked in it. And it is tiny.
No.
Yeah.
But he carries himself like he's got
like
a big one.
Eight of them in my mouth.
Eight?
Yeah, I could probably fit eight of his dicks in my mouth.
And you got a toothy mouth.
I don't have the biggest mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, tiny penis. That's cool. Well, I just like that he's like defying stereotypes.
Yeah.
He's what? He's what, Gary? He's what?
Say it, Gary.
Go ahead.
Yeah. He's black. And
I like this.
I did not know this.
Look what you did to Gary.
I had all these stereotypes of Terrence
Gary's,
Howard in my
Gary
head.
Gary started with racism in the beginning.
He's turning red.
Yeah. He started by being like, oh, yeah, black female comics have all these opinions.
Oh, yeah, about the colors of white men's wieners.
Yeah.
Which are commonly pink, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of
what they said on stage.
Well, that's wrong. Mine's blood red.
All right, we should.
Gary almost spit out his water.
That was shocking. That was shocking.
A little spit take.
He almost spit up. Right. He looks terrible.
All right. That's it. That's the episode.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. 1 hour.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up? All right.
Yeah. Oh, you can hit it.
Do we have to clap? No.